Welcome to Murder with the Misses. I'm Darren.
And I'm Amy. And today we're going to tell you a story you've already heard.
A thousand times.
A million times. It's about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. We're gonna call her Gypsy Rose the whole time. So in case you've been living under a rock, we'll do like a quick rundown of her background. But really what we wanted to chime in on is now. What's going on right now? Everybody's getting in on this. But so we're talking about Miss Gypsy Rose. She was born in 1991. Her parents were 24. The mom was, Dee Dee, was 24. And the dad was only 17. And it was a little love story living in Louisiana. They met. They fell in love. She got pregnant. They got married. And he goes on to say that when he woke up on his 18th birthday, he was like, I'm not in the right place. I'm not where I need to be. I'm not in love with her. And so he left. And when Gypsy Rose was 3 months old, Dee Dee was concerned because she was saying she was not breathing in her sleep properly, and which is a concerning thing. We've got a son who has asthma, and he regularly would stop breathing. But she goes to the doctor and tells the doctor that she's got sleep apnea. And she started getting a lot of sympathy for this because she's got a sick daughter, and she really ran with that. So in case, like I said, you've been living under a rock, this is a case of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. That kind of sparked Dee Dee and started a long medical journey for Miss Gypsy Rose, which is very sad because kids can't defend themselves and they don't know any different than what their parents tell them. So they don't even know that what's happening is wrong or that it's even happening. So she started at a 3-month-old with the sleep apnea, but then it moved on and progressed. But by the time she was 8, she was diagnosed with leukemia. When she was 7, she was on the back of a motorcycle with her grandpa and they had a wreck and she skint her knee. Let me reiterate. Skint her knee.
Skint her knee. And then she ended up with
a wheelchair.
A wheelchair.
Her mom put her in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but didn't they come back and say that she had because of the wheelchair, she had something else. It was
she had all kinds of things.
Yeah.
She had muscular dystrophy.
That's what it was.
Yes. She had asthma. She had a feeding tube that they had to change 2 times a year for 15 years. She had this feeding tube. She told everybody she was allergic to sugar. And so, but Gypsy Rose, as she got older, was like, wait a second. I ate a candy bar and felt fine. So she started even picking up on it after a certain age because kids are not as dumb as some people like to make them out to be. They're actually very smart. They pay attention to things more than parents do a lot of the times. She said she had brain damage because she had a premature birth. And she had hearing aids because she couldn't hear, which for a person that their hearing is just fine, hearing aids has got to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because everything is different through a hearing aid and louder. And
yeah, way louder.
That could have damaged her hearing, like actually caused, but I guess that's the point. The only thing that was actually really wrong with her was her vision. And she did have to have several eye surgeries, but those were actually necessary. And come to find out later, those were the only necessary procedures she needed. All this other stuff was Dee Dee. Because once Dee Dee started getting this attention, she started liking it. And they actually lived in Louisiana. And so in 2005, when Hurricane Katrina came through, it actually destroyed all of their stuff, including Gypsy's medical records. So
supposedly. Yeah.
Yes. So it was really easy for Dee Dee to be like, oh yeah, she definitely has all this stuff. I just can't prove it right now. But don't your doctors keep those too?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's a backup.
Right.
Charts.
I would think there was a way to verify.
Yeah, there's a way to verify it.
So in 2008, they actually had Habitat for Humanity in Springfield, Missouri, build them a house that was wheelchair accessible for Gypsy Rose. At this point, Gypsy knows she can walk.
Mm.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
She knows. She having a 7-year-old pretend to be paralyzed from the waist down and be in a wheelchair, even a 7-year-old knows they can walk. It's hard to get them not. I mean, you can't get them to sit still in church. You can't get them to sit still when you're somewhere that they need to be quiet in a doctor's office or anything like that. How do you get a 7-year-old convinced that they can't move their own legs?
Yeah.
And like I said before, kids are very astute. So I'm pretty sure that because they were getting a new house, because they were getting trips to Disney World through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, because they were getting backstage tickets, Miranda Lambert concerts and things like that, pretty sure Gypsy was kind of liking the attention too and willing to go along with it at this point.
But they won't tell you that.
They won't say it. Of course not, because, but well, I'll say it. She knew. This heifer knew. Okay. She's really, okay. Whenever I first started hearing these stories about the case and all that stuff, I was angered. I was triggered. And I stopped watching a lot of the stuff. Because, you know, a lot of true crime podcasts, YouTube videos, things like that, they'll cover the same stories.
Yes.
And as true crime fanatics like we are, we'll watch them all because each one might have different information.
Yeah, because they might. Yeah, exactly. Somebody has like a different point of view. Somebody
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, everything. Yeah.
Some do deep dives. Some do quick facts. You know, it's
everything.
Just interesting. I heard the one story and I was done.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say I saw through the bullshit, but I saw through the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I digress. So we've got little Gypsy Rose. We know that she's mentally, even if she knew and became aware and was part of the plan,
yeah,
she was still under the control of her mother.
Yeah.
And for someone who's been systematically abused their entire life, you believe that's your reality. This is just how it is.
Oh, yeah. And her mom controlled everything. So it's like whenever Gypsy would go to say something, her mom would like squeeze her hand, basically telling her to shut up.
Right, because they did several TV interviews with the news and with she was everywhere. They
so
were
basically
everywhere.
That was like, you know, training.
100%. She was raised to be like this.
Yes.
And right or wrong, she couldn't help it. I'm not gonna victim shame her. I'm not gonna say, you know, anything bad like that. But I'm talking from a perspective of right now and what you can see now.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually watching just from the time she's gotten out to right now, it's like, oh, Lord.
I'm triggered all over again.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you've got this girl who is a victim of Munchausen. You've got the mom who is very controlling, but she's also very pleasant to the outside world. So it doesn't raise any suspicions, really. There are people who were suspicious. There were, because my immediate question was, what about these doctors?
Yeah.
If she has nothing wrong with her, who is diagnosing all these things?
Exactly. I mean, it's like, you know, one of the doctors was saying, is like, oh, well, you know, it pays good.
It's about the money. It's a money racket.
Which is stupid because, I mean, you know, that means that they're not doing their job.
Oh, no.
Basically, they was like, you know, well, she said it's this, you know.
It could be.
Yeah, I mean, she's talking her way into it and everything. And so let's go ahead and change this feeding tube out that she doesn't need.
Right.
Let's go ahead and, you know, do this other surgery that she doesn't need.
So let's do surgeries.
Yeah, let's do this and do that. I mean, it's just like, you know, she has forged so many documents that,
right,
you know, Didi had forged so many documents to make it look, but the doctors never went back and just made a call and said, hey, did you do this back in this day or time or whatever?
Right.
They never did any kind of checkup on it.
No.
Except for one doctor who tried.
Yeah.
And then that's whenever the other doctor was like, well, you know, money's good.
Ugh.
And that was kind of like the end of it. They never said anything else about it.
Yeah, the other ones were like, yeah, you're right. Hangs up the phone and moves on.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, though, that I don't know. I don't know how you consciously diagnose a child with muscular dystrophy when they have nothing, no sign.
Yeah.
How do you do that? And because of the epilepsy, they actually gave the medication that they gave her for that rotted her teeth. So she had a full set of dentures at a very young age because her teeth fell out because of the medication for a disease she doesn't have, which didn't bother Didi any because, well, that's kind of what the whole point was,
that
right?
That was the point of it.
Now
yeah.
she looks even worse because she has dentures. So more sympathy.
Yeah, that means more money.
You just get addicted, I guess, to that, to the attention and the care from everybody. People are doing things for you right and left. This was Dee Dee's job.
Yes.
This is what she did for a living.
Yeah.
She had no other job. She didn't clock in or out. But this was what she did for money. This was how she made her money.
Yeah.
Off of Gypsy Rose. So we all know the history now.
Yeah.
We're all on it. She's got all these things. She's led a horrible life. This is just terrible because she feels like she's trapped. And I can see that. I can see feeling trapped. So she goes online. Boy, the internet. Mm-hmm. Here we come. She meets all these people on the internet. She actually ran away once and was brought back home because even though she was 19 years old, Dee Dee had the entire community believing she was 14.
Yeah.
And here she was at this 30-something year old man's house. But I digress. She was an adult at the time. But she did know it was wrong. She did run away. She did try to leave. And then she did go back. And there's a lot of people questioning, why didn't you just walk? Like, everybody thought you were in a wheelchair. And she was like, nobody would believe me. My mom has all this proof. Okay, well, if you're walking around when your mom says you're paralyzed from the waist down, someone's going to pay attention.
Exactly. I mean, that's the whole thing, you know, wherever you come down to it with they had an interview with Dr. Phil or whatever, and she was like,
in jail, yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, why, you know, he's like, why did you do this or whatever? And she's like, this is the only way out.
Negative.
No, exactly, negative. You know, and he's like, you don't think you could have went to the police department and
right
and said, hey, my mom's doing this and you know,
that's abuse.
And she's like, no, she would have just told them something to make them to where they wouldn't believe. If you would have walked
right
your ass in
right
to a police department when they know that you're known for being paralyzed from the waist down,
right,
they're gonna be like, oh,
wait a minute,
something's up,
hold on.
Yeah, we need to look into this.
Someone's lying, and I doubt it's the girl that's walking.
Exactly. There would have been a way out. There's two different. There was so many different ways she could have went.
And she has said that now, that I did have other options. I can see them now. But at the time, she couldn't see. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, what she did see was O. Nicholas Go John, which is a boy she met on the internet in 2012. They had him a little romance, a little internet romance. And I mean, I'm talking, she dressed up for him. They did the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we've now gone back and watched a couple of things like The Act and several of the YouTube videos, things like that, just because it's blown up so much now that she's out.
And The Act is not like it. I guess it's not really a full of. It's a portrayal of what it is, but they've doctored some of the scenes to where it doesn't look.
To make it a movie.
Yeah, just to make it catch more attention.
Right.
Is
right.
What I would say.
Yeah, there's some inconsistencies and there's some things that didn't actually
just
happen.
Like any other movie that's based on true life. They have to do something to make it, you know, they gotta make it entertaining.
Yeah. So like I said, they met in 2012, but then for 3 years they kind of just chilled and did their thing and hatched a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because in 2015, Nick took a bus to Missouri because he lived in
Wisconsin, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah, he lived in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So he took a bus from Wisconsin down to Missouri. And I need to tell you that this girl, even though she at first denied everything, even though she says, I didn't have as big of an involvement in it as he did, things like that, trying to cover her own ass.
You can see the text messages. Between the two, and she had full involvement in this.
Did they? Did she?
Yes.
Okay. Where did he get the murder weapon?
From her.
Where did he get the gloves?
From her.
How did he get into the house?
Her. I mean, she even went as far as cutting the pieces of tape.
She did.
I mean,
cut the tape. Yeah.
She already had them hanging on the door for him and everything. I mean, she did. She basically text him back and forth the plans, or emailed, however they said it. Some of them say text, some of them said email, but anyway, they went back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And basically she planned it out and he just was like, okay,
he planned it down to the letter,
down to everything. I mean, it was just like, and then, you know, now she's like, oh, I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Oh yeah, she talks about him like he's the biggest piece of shit. And
she's like, well, I ain't the one that murdered him.
Right.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, there was that one, it's so funny that she had that one, she's on that one podcast and she's like, I don't identify as a murderer.
That got me.
I was like, do you, okay, so.
Oh my God. I can't.
I was like, I'm getting heated again.
Oh, so you're okay. Go ahead. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go to jail or nothing. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just because you don't want to identify as a murderer doesn't mean that you didn't murder somebody.
Yeah.
Goodness.
What was it called whenever you planned it out?
Premeditated?
Yeah. So do you identify as premeditated murderer? Because...
She did everything but hold that knife and swing it for him.
Exactly. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, you know, what was her charge?
Oh, she actually, because they don't have an accessory to murder in Missouri, she actually pled guilty to second degree murder.
Second degree murder, which gave her what?
It gave her 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. She served 8.
She served 8 years.
Yeah.
And then Nick,
right,
Gotajohn got life.
He got first. Yeah, he was guilty of first degree murder and got a life sentence. Yes, he's still in jail and will be.
And will be.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's done.
Right.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah, he's done. He won't ever have another life like this.
But you've got to say, too, in case y'all have missed it, he is on the autism scale.
Yes.
And he has diminished capacity.
He's a little slower. I mean, he's a little slower than most people.
Right.
And everything.
He's less developed.
Which means that he can be talked into.
He's easily influenced.
He's easily influenced. Yeah. So
by someone who was trained and raised to be a manipulator.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you know, it'd be amazing. It's amazing what you could do whenever you flaunt yourself in front of somebody.
Well, all you have to do is appeal to what they need to get them to do what you want.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what she did. I mean, and when she first got out, she was literally just released in December of 2023, December 28th. So the very end. Mm-hmm. She's only been out for just over a month.
Yeah.
But she has done so many interviews. She has done so many podcasts. She has walked red carpets.
Oh, yeah. No, the media has blown her up to be this poor victim girl. You know what? You was a victim when your mom was alive and doing this stuff to you.
Yes.
Whenever you came up with the plan to murder her and everything with Nick, the victim thing went out the window.
Yes.
I mean, that's my own opinion, because you knew what you was getting into when you guys were planning it.
Right.
I mean.
And she was, okay, so her mom made her believe that she was actually younger than she was, but she figured it out, and she knew how old she actually was. She had there has been zero evidence that she has any kind of medical condition that would cause her to have a diminished mental capacity.
Exactly.
Except for the manipulation and things like that that her mom did, which does take a toll on you mentally.
The only thing that she had for her was, the only thing that really was that she did not have the education.
Correct. But she was not dumb.
But she was not dumb.
She
no,
knew
not
what
by
she was
any
doing.
Not by any means. She was not dumb.
She knew the difference between right and wrong.
Yep.
She knew. And I'm not saying that Nick Gotajohn did not know the difference between right or wrong, but his version, I believe, is way different because he really thought he was saving her.
Yeah. In his mind, I mean, yeah, that's the whole thing. Like in his mind, he thought he was Prince Charming.
Yes.
I mean, he thought he was actually doing the right thing.
One of
thing.
His personalities.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He was thinking he was doing the right thing. And
right.
But I'm not taking up for him by any means. He did something wrong.
He did.
But does he deserve, I mean, does he deserve to be in life in prison? He deserves life. But I think he needs to be in something that's more suitable to him. Like, you know, like
a mental hospital.
A mental hospital or something like that.
Yes.
You know, I mean, put him in there for the rest
of his life. He needs
help. That's where he gets his help.
Yes.
He's not going to get his help in prison.
It's rehabilitation versus incarceration.
Exactly.
And he needs rehabilitation.
Yes.
Because his capacity is not going to change.
Nope.
Because it's a condition. It's something that he was born with. It's something that is, it's written for him.
Yeah.
It's done. She, on the other hand, This girl knew what she was doing. Yep. She still knows what she's doing. You can even tell by the way they talk about each other. Like, he talks about her like she is just a pretty, pretty princess.
Mm-hmm.
The love of his life.
Oh, yeah.
And she talks about him like he's the biggest piece of shit she's ever seen.
Oh, yeah. No, she just loathes him because of what he did.
And now she's come out and said, oh, I've forgiven him. I'm not holding any hate towards him. Well, you probably shouldn't, because you're the one that did it.
Yeah, you're the one that did it. You're the one that came up with this whole thing. So, I mean, if you are going to hate anybody, you need to hate yourself.
It's mighty great of her to take some fucking... No, she's not even taking the responsibility.
No,
she hasn't.
She won't. That's the whole thing. It's like she's got the whole limelight on her right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, she does. She has everybody. It's all Gypsy Rose. So everybody wants to be like, oh, you poor thing, and all this stuff. And it's not. I mean, she needs to take responsibility. She needs to be like,
no, she's not
going to
do that.
No, she's not going to.
And she's had celebrities and all kinds of people trying to reach out to her and do things for her and blah, 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 blah. Because they were trying to jump on that bandwagon. They was trying to
boost their numbers.
They thought that she was going to be hailed as a queen when she came out. And it took, 2 weeks before everybody was like, I hate her.
Yeah, exactly. They was like, oh, yeah, this wasn't the way to go.
So I just wanted to go on the record to say I canceled Gypsy Rose before everybody else because I did it about 5 years ago.
And why are we doing this podcast? It's just because
we're angry.
This is how we feel.
We're angry.
Yeah, everybody boosted her up, and they really should not have.
No.
And everything. And they've been boosting her up since she's been in prison.
Yes.
And everything. I mean, you see her with interviews with makeup on and everything else. When you're in prison, you don't get makeup.
Oh, they make makeup. Have you never seen?
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen it, but this wasn't no Eminem eyeshadow.
Eminem.
No kidding.
Okay, you know too much about prison makeup.
I used to work for prisons. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's that this ain't none of that stuff. I mean.
Well, no. If you're going on Dr. Phil, you're going to have a makeup artist, which is why she went on Dr. Phil. She needs that attention.
Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil let himself get too involved.
He's a joke. He gets involved in anything that he thinks is going to be a big
story. I wouldn't say
he's
a joke. I just say that he let her pull at his heartstrings too much.
I disagree 100%. And I'll tell you why. You need to go back and look at some Dr. Phil history, because he will attach himself to every hot story and every big case he can get his hands on to keep his name in the
limelight. It's just like anybody that's in TV or whatever, they all do it.
Yeah, but I don't know. He gets me heated too, because it's like he's going after the victims to make himself better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so manipulators are manipulating manipulators who manipulated manipulators in this story. Does that make sense? Yeah. I hope you followed that, because in my brain, it made perfect sense.
It made sense.
Yeah, 100%.
But anyway, so this is how we feel about Gypsy Rose. We think that basically her mom made a
monster.
A monster.
She did.
Big con artist.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is probably one of the biggest scams ever.
And let me throw this out there, too. We can see the medical records. We can see Dee Dee did this. We can see.
Yep.
But we do not see or do not know and will never know, because Gypsy Rose will never say it out of her own mouth, how much she went along with this. Whether she felt like she had to or not, she would be punished, because she does talk about physical abuse.
Yeah.
She talks about being tied up. She talks about being put in a shed. She talks about things like that.
And I mean, it's like right now, you know, she's saying, oh, yeah, I feel bad for what happened to my mom. But you didn't feel bad back then when you guys were taking all that money from everybody.
We've all seen Okay. I thought you was going a different way with that. But yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how much, and we won't, because she will never admit it.
Nope.
How much when she caught on to I'm really a teenager when my mom, or 19 when my mom tells me I'm 14, you know, stuff like that. What else did she catch on to? She obviously picked up that, hey, if you do this, good things happen.
Yeah.
So she just basically, she's doing what her mom did.
Yeah.
She is reaching out for attention, getting it in any way, shape, or form she can. And I'm telling you right now, if she doesn't go too far down the hill, mm-hmm. right, and some people will still follow her, she will be having some kind of wedding special on A&E or Lifetime. They're going to sign her up and they're going to do her wedding for her.
Oh, whatever.
And then when she goes back down the hill, she's married right now, but she's going to have a big wedding and it's going to be televised and she's going to make money off of it.
You just gave A&E an idea.
Negative. And then it's already in works. Don't look at me. And then once it dies down again and her name gets lost back in the shuffle again, she'll get pregnant. She even have a plan. She's going to try to stay in that limelight. You know why? Because this is what she's going to do for a job now.
Mm-hmm. Well, they already said that every one of her episodes. Like if she posts something or whatever, they're saying that she could get upwards of $100,000 for every one of her little tweets, Twitters. No, I already know.
Just like her mom. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, that's what they're saying. I'm like, that seems a little ridiculous, but I mean, that just seems a little ridiculous. But she does have a following, and I think it's just more people just following her to see what she's going to do next. How's she going to trip herself up next?
That's what it is. Yeah.
And everything.
I'm not doing it.
But now you can watch interviews with her and her husband and everything. Like when her husband's talking and stuff like that, she does the things that her mom used to do to her. She squeezes his arm to tell him to shut up.
Yep.
And everything
and he
else.
Looks properly chastised. Yeah,
and I mean, and he'll be sitting there talking with a big old smile on his face, and then as soon as she squeezes that arm, he just puts his head down and everything. Yep. I mean, it's just like you just took him down. And don't. I mean, you know, if you really want to be married to a husband, let that man speak. it's both ways.
Can I do that to you?
No.
I'm like, no, you're saying
you're going to squeeze my arm. I'm like, what are you doing?
What? You would. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Stop pinching.
Yeah, quit. I'll do that to you.
You wouldn't let me get away with that. But either way, we had to say our piece just because it's ridiculous to us that she's getting so much attention. And then here we are giving her attention. But it's not the kind of attention she wants. So I don't even care.
And I'm sure we'll add more as
I'm not trying to.
I bet we'll add more as time goes by. We'll let it go by for a few months and see how it goes. And if it still progresses where the media is boosting her up and everything, we
might do a Darren only episode because we'll
revisit it and see what happens. But it'll just be on the BS.
That's what this one is.
Yeah.
Calling out the bullshit.
Yeah. So anyway. Yes. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed our video.
Yeah, our rant.
Well, I guess not video because you're never going to see us.
I'm sure they will eventually.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, guys, please tune in next time. If you guys like the video, please subscribe, like, and share our videos. And then, you know.
Yeah, if you have any case stories you want us to talk about, we can totally go into a dive on some stuff. Just let us know because there's a lot.
Yeah, if you guys have any cases you guys want us to cover.
Yeah.
Put it in the comment section and we'll definitely start researching. And
we've already gotten one.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so stay tuned for our next ones and everything. We plan on doing probably 2 a week and everything.
We're gonna try. Love us.
Yep. So just stay tuned.
Say bye.